right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm before I go to the phone lines, you know, I was looking at this article and in the Nation of Change, and it asked the question, can the system be saved? And so it does denote that the system is in serious trouble. It's on life support. And so there's a reason why. And I believe it's because, again, we really don't have, a belief or faith that we once had. Let's go to the phone lines and Claudia. Hey, Claudia, how you doing? Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. This is not Claudia. This is Dean. It just so happened the phone is underneath her heading.
Okay, that's okay.
Look, you were kind of reading off some of the Ten Commandments and all of that, which was good, but since you're in that vein, there's a scripture that also says, A corrupt king or government will corrupt the people. So therefore, we got criminals in the Senate. We got criminals
places,
in the House of Representatives. We got criminals at your local level. And they believe it or not, the body always follow the head. So at the leadership point there, we have criminals. So therefore, the people are the body. What do you expect the body to do when all they see is criminals up there and they see these guys committing crime after crime and getting a slap on the wrist and getting away with it and they get locked up for life for nothing? So I'm just saying if it is that there's an underlying anger in that make people want to go out and commit violence because these people up there in the Senate and the House of Representatives and in the local government is getting away with the same crime.
You know, Gene, there's from the inception of this nation that's existed. And so even though the point that you make is germane, it's I can't disagree with any of it. There's still something that each and every one of us have experienced, and we can't even fall back on the fact that we've got crooked people in high places. You know, you and I, when we were young boys, our parents made sure that we understood and had some belief in a power greater than ourselves. And whether or not we got away from that or not, we at least had that foundation. We now live in a society.
You took prayer out of the school. You made religion religion is something in a sense that you do over and over.
I'm talking about spirituality, you know,
but
whatever.
Spirituality, you've gotten away from prayer in school. You've gotten away from the Ten Commandments. And if you read the dissented letters that the Supreme Court wrote when they said that and outlaw and took it out of there, they said that the kids would have to look at this, recite this, and end up imitating it. So they took it out of the school, and that was, if you read their dissent, that's what it virtually said, is that the kids would see it, the kids would believe it, and the kids would do it. So that was a dissent from the Supreme Court. So that's why I say when you got criminals running this country, criminals, the thing of it is, if you believe the Ten Commandments, you got to believe that there's a script, that this scripture is in the Bible. It says a corrupt king or government will corrupt the people. So if you believe any parts of it, you got to believe that.
So
people in high places are corrupt. So it filters down to you're going to have a corrupt body.
So Gene,
it doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it right.
So Gene, whether it's the Torah, the Bible, the Holy Quran, you know, whatever that select book is that people believe in, you know, they're all different, but they all have the same tenet, and that's all about love thy neighbor as thyself. And you can look at all the other different things, but you have to be willing to understand that we're all here together. We're all human beings, and that belief that we should respect each and every person is what's at the root of all of those different religions. But Gene, you know, we live at a time when there are people who believe they're better for all sorts of reasons. And as long as people believe that they are better than someone else, then all the tenets of all those different religions have been thrown out the door. They've been thrown out the window.
If you and I, and there's tons of people out there who do believe, but there are people out there that don't believe. There are people out there that's on the fringes, and these people are following that criminal element that we have in high places. You and I would probably never do that. But the thing of it is that they see it, so they follow it. You know, when you're speaking in terms of whatever it is, the higher power, I'll speak in that term, but the thing of it is, you follow that. But also the power that's not the higher power, they are followers of that too. So that element is surfacing now, that don't believe in the Quran, don't believe in the Bible, don't believe in any book that you might read on that. As you would put it, the Lord or whoever you want to say had followers. The devil had followers also. So the thing of it is, these followers of the devil are the ones that's out here. They're not going to believe they are in government. They're in the government and in some of your highest places. They're in your local governments. They are in your corporations. They don't believe in that. You got atheists in play. They don't believe in this stuff.
Gene,
so you and I do.
Gene, I can't disagree with you on your assessment. Again, you know, all I can say is that as individuals, we all have, you know, decisions to make on whether or not we believe that there's something greater than us. And you know, one of the things, as I stated earlier, is the reinforcement that you would always get. The world was always pushing on you. But then as young people, we knew where we would go, and our parents made sure we went there. That stuff is lost, right? You see young people today who don't know anything about any of those things because their parents never started them out there, right?
True.
And so, Gene, that wasn't the case, and that's why the point I'm trying to make in all of this is, it can't be a good thing when we have such a large segment of the population who doesn't believe in a power greater than themselves. Because if you think that, like a Donald Trump, right, who somehow thinks that, you know, and has people worshiping him, right? You know, he's got people worshiping him. And the only way you can worship a power greater than yourself, or if you are so confused that you're going to worship any man, well, clearly you got some real issues. And if you listen to, as I know you do, all these people on the right who somehow believe that their conservative beliefs are greater than, you know, the beliefs that many of them may have been taught when they were young about a power greater than them, and they've now put that in the hands of some person, some living person that's walking around, and, you know, it was Donald Trump. And in many instances, it's still Donald Trump.
Well, these are the people that I'm saying of it is that never really truly believe. They was in their unbelief, or they was on the fringes of unbelief. They just needed something to come along and solidify them in the beliefs that they had. That belief was already there. It just needs somebody to stir it up. So the thing of it is, I get your point, is that there are people that think they're better than somebody else and all of that, and that's what keeps you there. But that's a lie that they live on. And you and I are not going to be able to see a change in that. And it's getting worse. Just like I say, if you believe in a higher power, the higher power had followers, and the lower power had followers. So these are the followers of the lower power that's beginning to surface now.
Hey,
they're
Gene.
Always there.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much, man. I really enjoy having
your
conversation.
Go ahead.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Reality.